Here we are at Hamwell after a 0-0 draw in the league. Craig, your thoughts about that game?
Overriding emotion is pleased with the point. It was a tough game. They're scrapping for their lives. They're down there really desperate for the points. We didn't need the points, as much as they did. Obviously, any game you want to win, but they desperately needed the points, and they came at us quite hard early on. Quite a changed team. They've got a few players back that they haven't had all season that has improved their quality, but they've come flying at us a little bit. We didn't start the game particularly well. I'm sure we might come on to it, but we've got a lot of injuries and players missing and stuff. We had a torrid of a day today with an illness pulling out with Hawley and stuff like that. But 10 minutes in, I've got myself injured as well. Had to come off, which disrupted our flow. But yeah, early on they were on top, and then I thought we worked our way into it in the rest of the first half, and then the second half I thought we were the better team by far.
So, unusually, Craig, this time you watched most of the game from the sideline. You said you came off. I think you got a knock on the ankle. What happened exactly?
Yeah, I've got bad Achilles anyway, so it's sort of between my Achilles and my calf, and I sort of did it on Wednesday night, and just right in the middle of the pitch, flicked the ball over the lad's head, and it really twinged, so I couldn't get play on with it, so had to come off, and yeah, it was... different watching it from the side. Sort of let it happen in the first half as we were doing it, and then second half I was able to get out on the technical area with Bob and try and influence it from there. So yeah, no, I enjoyed that element.
I think it was noticeable in the second half where our performance was stronger. They seemed to give up the ball rather more easily. We had more of the ball. And actually, we created some chances in the second half. There was a free kick, which the goalie did well to tip over, and one or two other sort of half chances, which could have fallen to our feet. But so, would you say you were much you much preferred the second half performance? We actually looked like the side who might go on and win.
Yeah, without doubt, we looked much better in the second half. We were definitely the dominant force in the second half. We didn't really give them many chances. There was a little hairy moment right in the last minute where we didn't really deal with it, but I thought we dealt with it defensively really, really well, and on a pitch which was very difficult. It was bouncing and bobbling, and we couldn't get the ball down. We played some good stuff in the second half and created a few sort of decent chances without it ever really looking like we were going to score. But if anyone was going to win the game, it was definitely us. And yeah, I'm quite pleased with the point with all the circumstances around it. I'm really pleased with the point.
You mentioned the injury list, and obviously you're added to that now. But what's the latest with the other injured players? I noticed Ben Toy was named on the bench. Is he fit?
In terms of injured players, no. Ben Toy was named on the bench. We thought he might be able to get through it, but unfortunately he didn't really seem like he could during the warm-up, so we couldn't really use him. Chris Hall was due to be in the squad today, but couldn't make it. He was sick all night and all morning, and so he was a late pull-out, which helped. Didn't help us, rather. Craig Stanley also couldn't make it at the last minute, so again we went from five fit subs to three fit subs to two, because Ben Toy couldn't get through the warm up. So and then one of those being a goalkeeper, and then I've come off after 7 or 8 minutes. So when you look at it that way, it's a really impressive point. In terms of the other injured players, Jack French is struggling. He's actually got a broken bone in his foot, so he's out. Jack White's got a broken hand, so he's out. Harry Davis is still out longer term, so yeah, we are struggling a bit for numbers, to be honest.
So looking ahead, another busy week. You've got two league games coming up, one on Tuesday, Kings Langley, who did come to us back in November, I think, didn't finish that game. How is it looking for Tuesday, and then on Saturday, Potters Bar?
Tuesday we'll have Hawley back. I'm not sure who else we'll have back. Maybe Craig Stanley back as well. But we're not going to be vastly improved in terms of numbers this time of the season. We can't sign any other players as well, which would have been handy. But yeah, we're not going to have many more players back, unfortunately, for Tuesday. So, you know, the lads that did ever so well in the second half today are going to need to do the same again. I mean, Jack Howard came on for me. We had to change things a little bit. Jack Howard came on and he did really well. You know, it was his first sort of long stint of a game, and he battled and ratted around well. You know, he went down with cramp because he hasn't played hardly for all season, really. So he went down with cramp after half an hour, which was a disappointment in my opinion. But in terms of his performance, it was very good, and I thought our fitness levels as a team today were outstanding, especially compared to them. We were absolutely swarming on them in terms of getting the ball in play. They looked like they wanted a breather every time the ball went out. So yeah, like I said, there's a lot to be proud of and pleased with today. We'd have liked to come here and got 3 points, but to come here on a bouncy pitch and a team that's scrapping for their lives, as I said, it's quite a good point.
So to finish off, that I think that point brings us to 42 points, 43 for the season. We've got 5 more games. 43 points is a lot more than we've had in previous seasons. Your thoughts on the overall season so far from your point of view?
Well, I'm sure we'll probably talk about the season in a bit more depth later on in the season, but just from my point of view now, you know, 43 points is excellent. We're more than a point a game guaranteed for the season, which is good. We've not conceded many goals in the last 16-18 games. We've only conceded just about a goal a game, and we've scored well over a goal a game, and you're going to win games if you've got that ratio. So we've done really well, and you know, bearing in mind we're still in 2 semi-finals of cups. We went out of the Hampshire Senior Cup in a semi. We went out in another quarter-final of another cup, and we won a round or two in the FA Cup as well. So I don't think we could have done an awful lot more than we've done. And hopefully we've got the makings of a squad that we can build on and move forward for, you know, the coming season.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, and best of luck for Tuesday, Kings Langley.
Thank you.
Okay.